And today we're going to talk about the Boone County Chamber of Commerce and everything chamber related.
Absolutely.
We'll do that. Jennifer Hansen's back.
Jim. Yeah.
Good to have you here. And joining us, Kelly Molitor's here.
Good morning, Jim.
Who thinks it's strange to hear her name on the radio, but that's okay.
The side is different. Yeah, I don't hear myself.
Yeah. Again, a lot of different things have been going on chamber related. Here we are. Hey, we're, 3 months in.
Yeah.
Fourth month of the new year. Wow. And, how many different things do you have going on? You have a few different things that are happening.
Yeah, lots of good fun stuff.
Want to hit a couple of things that, of course, happened so far. Already this month, you had a legislative forum. You had State Senator Jesse Green, Representative Phil Thompson were there. And you had somebody, IDA?
A special guest. We had Deanna Triplett with the Iowa Economic Development Authority come out. And because the conversation did revolve around a lot of economic development issues and just things that they're working on currently with the budget conversation now, and even things that they had been working on over the past year. So it was a great turnout. Really thrilled with those that came out. Well-rounded conversation. And just thankful too for our colleagues of our economic growth, Boone County Economic Growth, for helping us support that event.
I know you'd like to get a few more of those going. Communication throughout the session.
Absolutely. Yeah. Next year, we're planning on something before the session starts, kind of a kickoff of the year. And then, depending on timing and how everyone's schedule is going, if we do something mid-session, but definitely this was a good one, too, because they are talking about budget for next year. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is definitely another one we want to make sure to do.
Coffee Connections, Tuesday.
Yeah.
First Tuesday.
Coffee and Connections. And in fact, thanks to Kelly for speaking at that one. So Avec Design and Build out of Ames came and spoke about the Historic Preservation Tax Credit and how to navigate that, which is super important, certainly for our downtown in downtown Boone right now. We have a lot of beautiful, historically significant buildings to preserve. And yet, though, in Ogden and Madrid and really, downtowns across our region, finding ways to defer the cost of preserving and really putting a spotlight on those beautiful buildings.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to slide in Main Street part. They like historic preservation.
They do like historic preservation, yes.
So that's a big part of it.
It's a very important part of Main Street, Iowa, and Main Street, USA, and it's something that we owe our downtown. Yeah. We owe our property owners, we owe it to our store owners, we owe it to our community to really identify the history that's happened in our community, and again to put a big spotlight on it and to preserve the buildings that signify it.
I know that again, those are just some of the things that we're talking about, but let's go with Main Street because 'tis the season. I'm going to say, because this is where now you've been kind of building up to this point, you're ramping up, and you have a tight schedule now going forward.
5 weeks to go.
Yeah.
I haven't been counting the days.
No, but it is. This is the time of the year when really you have to, 2 years ago we saw the same thing. Huge push this time of the year. You've had several groups go out and visit Main Street cities right here in our immediate area. They picked up a lot of great ideas and thoughts.
Yes. Part of the application is that we have to visit other Main Street communities. This year, we had all of our city council representatives come and join us on at least one visit. City administrator, public works came. So we have a lot of great buy-in, and they've taken away a lot of good things as well.
So I know they want, how do you do this? How do you work with this? Historic preservation, I remember, because who knew we had a historic preservation board? But now we've got people on it, so
that's right.
That's one of the other things. We've done a lot of things. So where are we at in the whole process right now? We can hit on the cleanup, I guess. That's probably one of the big things you want to talk about today.
Sure, we'll talk about that first. After our last application, our committee decided that we wanted to continue moving forward with our downtown revitalization. So we actually adopted the downtown district. So think of, you can do adopt a highway programs. Mm-hmm. We did the same thing, but in the downtown district. So twice a year, we're doing cleanups, one in the spring, one in the fall. And our spring one is coming up this Saturday. So people can come out. We're going to weed. We're going to pick up trash. We're going to just make it as pretty as we can. We're going to start at 11. We're going to meet at the chamber, and then we're going to break for lunch at noon. If you let us know we're coming, we'll provide you lunch. We're going to do that at...
Free lunch!
Yep, free lunch. But you got to let us know so that we have enough food.
Thank you, McKnight Rentals.
Thank you, McKnight Rentals, for that. Yes. We're going to meet at Hive Coalition for the Arts for lunch, which is 710 Story Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do lunch. We're going to do a presentation. So if you don't know a lot about Main Street, our efforts, all the wonderful things that can happen with a Main Street designation, come out. You can learn about it. We'll have a presentation for you. And then if we have more cleanup to do, we'll finish that up until about 2.
This is one of those things where I know you, one of the things that the assessment did said you need to have more individual type buy-in.
Yes.
This is a great way to do that with people. They may not monetarily contribute, but they can contribute their time.
Yes.
And it'll show we had this many people turn out to help.
Yep. One of the things that Main Street is focused on, it is not just the dollars. It is also about community buy-in. So they track volunteer hours. It's something that's mandated for all Main Street Iowa communities because volunteer hours literally translate into dollars that would have been spent in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the volunteer rate now is over $21 an hour. And they basically count that as kind of an in-kind donation. So there's a lot of communities that have, you know, thousands of hours a year that people donate in their communities. And that's just as important as donating dollars.
Not that you can't contribute dollars individually for different parts of Main Street.
Yep.
Trees in particular come to mind.
Yep. There's individual projects we've been doing, but then also we are doing a drive for pledges now. That's also part of the application.
Mm-hmm.
We have to raise money because we are going to be paying for an executive director to come and run this program and also to help fund the program itself, all the things, the projects that we want to do. So it's really important for everyone in the community to either try to donate their time, their talents, their treasures. If it's $5 for 3 years, we will take it. Main Street wants us to show that we have solid community buy-in. And so whatever you can give to help us move this application and this project forward, we will take it.
I mean, the entities, the businesses and stuff, yes, we got that part. And we have raised dollars that way. And have the commitments that way, but it's the individual. They like to see that individual support. It makes it more sustainable, it seems.
It does, and that's really kind of the Main Street model is they want to set us up for success, and they know that our community won't be successful unless lots of people in the community support this program.
So keep working at it. Okay, we're doing the cleanup. So should they call the chamber? Or should they, how do they get to let them know I'm going to be there?
Actually, so just to register or let us know that you're going to be there, email us, be just easiest.
Mm-hmm.
downtown@boonecountychamber.com would just be helpful.
Okay. Get a big crowd.
Yes.
Weather's going to be okay.
Be beautiful.
It is. Sunshine, I think. Yeah. No snow.
No.
Knock on laminate.
Maybe.
No. Well, we'll have rain later. Oh, that's just because Easter it rained. And so, yeah, that's enough of that. But that's okay. The farmers like that part. So we'll take it. But anyway, the cleanup, that's one of them. So what's next after this? I know you got a few more meetings going on, and I know you'll have different groups that'll be going out to attend, going to other communities. So you've got a couple more communities?
We have two more communities we're visiting. We're going to Newton next week and then Grundy Center the following week, and that will wrap up our Main Street visits. We also have a group of us that are doing presentations locally.
Okay.
So if your organization, think Rotary, think PEO, Kiwanis, anyone, we have a presentation put together that we will come and do for your organization. So you can understand more about what's going on with Main Street, what it means, what it's going to do for our community. That's something that is also part of our application, is that we need to come out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, please let us know, and we will happily come present to your organization or your group.
Once again, make contact with the chamber, and that's the easiest way probably to get that set up and get out there and do that. It's one of those things. It does take that effort, and a lot of people don't realize
it. Absolutely.
Especially when you, every every other year they only pick two. So that's a challenge.
It is. It is. As you remember, we applied last year. We didn't get it. It was a really quick process. This time, we've really got our feet under us. We've done a lot of things in the last 2 years. We just had our coaching visit last week with Main Street. And really, they kind of agree that we've dotted our I's, we've crossed our T's. Like, we are doing all the things that they suggested we do.
No, so all we got to do is put everything together.
Yep.
You don't just hand it in, folks, and think, either I get it or not. No. But the big thing is you have a solid group that have bought into, in the community, besides the city, and again, a number of businesses, there is a solid core group that really is pushing for this.
There is. Oh, yes. This effort is not just me. It is not just Jen. It's not just the chamber. We have a group of probably almost 20 people that have had their hands in this application doing different parts, reaching out. And then there's been a lot of business owners, a lot of other people in the community. How can we help? What can we do? So it's been a lot different than it was last time. A lot better.
Yes. Well, we learned. We learned and want to be successful. So I was going to say, the Main Street cities you've gone to, and people, whether they know or not, very different sizes.
Yes,
you mentioned going to Newton, but you were also in Nevada.
Yep,
you've been
yep.
in Story City.
Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, each one, but they all have that same basic, you got to have that core group or that core mission.
Yeah. So,
we're working on it. We'll get there. All right. Now, one of the other things that are going on, we're going to have diagonal parking, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Yes.
If you I'm just throwing that in there, only because they got to do the plans first. Again, this I know one of the things the city did was to tie in with this, is the resurfacing downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, on the other hand, somebody's very nervous about, will it be done in time for Upper Billy Days?
But I'm not nervous.
Nah,
it's going to happen.
It'll make it. It will get there. But you had a lot of businesses that were on hand to express their thoughts on that.
Yes, which I think speaks to a much bigger thing that, you know, businesses are buying in. Like, not just us, Main Street, but, like, there are changes happening in our community where the business owners now feel comfortable coming back to council. And they feel like it's worth their time. And that, to me, is huge. I mean, so much bigger than just our Main Street effort.
Yeah. So we keep working at it. Yeah. So Puffer Billy?
Puffer Billy.
Okay.
There's a few things
I'll let you
on.
Talk about that because it's not, it's September. Latter part of it's in September on the, 20th, 21st?
So the 20th through the 22nd of September.
Down there.
And we're super excited about the new date. We're bringing it back to September, which a lot of people were really encouraged by, and I'm glad we found a date that worked with all the different various stakeholders. So certainly we had announced the Music Act on Saturday night. So Pork Tornadoes is a great band. I actually just recently saw them myself in out of Des Moines, and they've played in Woolies, probably a dozen different times, and it was still a sold-out crowd. So they really bring a great show, and I'm super excited to bring them to Boone for a free concert. Also, we announced we are bringing back the carnival, and so Scott Amusements will have a carnival here on both Friday and Saturday. And so we're just very excited to have more robust activities for the kiddos, again, both on Friday and on Saturday. We are looking for a theme. So we're looking to the public to help us identify a theme, which helps guide programming and guide the parade. And so if anybody has thoughts on a really great theme that could be for 24, please share it with us at the chamber. And so my in that case, that info at Boone County Chamber would be a great place to send those ideas.
Okay. And I know one of the things that, people will always say, if you have people out there, if they have ideas or thoughts about different activities, different things like that, you want to know about that. And maybe if they would be willing to be involved, too.
Yeah, I think that's... certainly there's a lot of different pieces of Pufferbilly as is. I think last year we had somewhere about 30 different activities and events that are kind of all with their own little ecosystems. And so it's one thing to come to me or to a committee and just kind of have your ideas or have like, hey, I think we should do this. It's another thing to be willing to step up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those that are on the committee were at one point just really great volunteers. And so, you know, being a part of Puffer and being a part of the festivities and kind of just being on the ground with all of us, that's a great way to understand what it takes to put on a great festival. Certainly my experience from before Pufferbilly and my experience at the Boone River Valley Festival showed me how to coordinate all of these kind of, again, stakeholders and big pieces and along with the different mm-hmm. events and vendors and volunteers and such. So bringing that experience into Puffer, it is a different animal, but it all still kind of works the same. And so ultimately, identifying what works for the community, what we can feasibly do, what is a good use of sponsor money, mm-hmm. All of those pieces play a role into the decisions that are made. And so certainly if there's ways that people can help coordinate events or be a part of that team, I would love absolutely to hear from you. Yeah.
That's the Pufferbilly part. Let's talk about a few other things. Yeah. There are a couple other things that are coming up. You have a golf outing.
Yeah, we just announced our golf outing coming up Seth Friday before Father's Day. So that's a great way to think about it, that dads can have that day off and enjoy a day of golf. And so please sign up for that one. That will be over at Cedar Point Golf Course this year. Mm-hmm. And so we're thankful for them and their help in this and to have a beautiful day of golf.
Okay.
We have our Ogden in Ogden. We'll have our networking event, our next quarterly networking event on April 12th over at the Well, and that will be in the morning. In Madrid, we have a ladies' night out that was just recently announced, and so we're super excited about having another opportunity to get out and just have that good conversation with Sisters in Cheese. She's going to do a charcuterie party for us, and so we're just excited about that.
Everybody will come to that.
And then we actually have a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up just in April alone. So Lavender Basket here mm-hmm. in the downtown district will be opening up soon. She'll have a really nice assortment of pretzels and boba teas. And so we're excited to see that addition to our downtown. And then on the south end of town, we've got Hinkland Sports has just recently mm-hmm. opened. Mm-hmm. And so technically it's an Ames address, but it's ours. It's in Real Boone. But anyway, so we're going to do a ribbon cutting out with those guys later in April too.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts of job is just
you've been getting a lot of ribbon cutting.
Yeah, celebrating the new businesses, celebrating those owners and those teams that have really put their heart and soul into their store or into their shop. And it's just a celebration of that investment and just the future to come. So the customers that are going to be served in that store and just the different offerings that they are mm-hmm. going to bring to our community.
I was going to say, the one with the scissors and the red ribbon. She's give them a call.
Those are fun.
Okay, we got that. All right, now I'm going back to Kelly. Not absolutely. Main Street related. Oh. But with the city's project, one of the great deal of concerns that's come up is, what about Farmers Market?
We don't know yet. Okay. We will definitely still be downtown. It just sort of depends on how this resurfacing project goes.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with Eli a little bit, and we'll just kind of have to see.
Okay. So a lot of it, I mean, the people that usually come and participate, they're pretty flexible. We can get relocated fairly quickly if we need to.
Yes.
Just letting everybody else know.
And we would like to stay someplace really visible.
Yeah.
So if it just happens in small chunks like they're kind of thinking, mm-hmm. we'll just sort of move along as they go.
Yeah.
If it ends up becoming bigger, we'll have to step off of Story Street for a little bit. But we will definitely check our Facebook page. That's probably where we'll end up putting all the information as to where we're going to be.
Because that's one of the first questions that came back. Well, if you do this, what about Farmers Market?
I'm so happy that people are thinking about that.
And they are. Well, they can't wait to get, because they like it. It's a lot easier than going to one of the bigger ones. It gets to be a little more challenging there.
Yep. We start the first Thursday in June. So we'll have at least a month before anything really gets going. So you'll be able to find us on Story Street in June to start with.
And Kelly's really added a lot more to the farmer's market over the years. I mean, adding more music opportunities and just different ways to connect with the community. It's been really fun to see it grow.
So we like that, too. Absolutely. It's part of come on down and see what we have going on Thursdays.
Huh? Yep. Third Thursday, we'll still do our music and events.
Yeah. So we got all kinds of...
Put it on your calendar.
Have it at Tina's place.
Oh. We have a lot of other things that are still going on as well. They're passing ideas back and forth already here. So, hey, we could do this. But it is, again, a lot of different activities, a lot of different things going on. New members, have you had any, or sign-up members? Can you recall off the top of your head? I tried to throw the quiz, quiz
in my binder.
Was the last one?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'll tell you what. I've had a really great year in helping businesses that may be new to the chamber, or even those that have participated in the chamber or even on the economic growth side before, that are looking at what I basically called a drip campaign. So with the chamber, for those that know, certainly you can be a member and, you know, participate in a lot of different networking events and the opportunities and promotion and all the kind of fun stuff that value that comes out of just being a chamber member. And then we have a number of events, many of them that I've talked about today, where businesses are sponsors of those. So they financially support the events, allow us to do them really well and with just produce them well. And then certainly there's a lot of brand exposure, marketing dollars that go into that help that company put their money behind things that they value as a company. And so ultimately what I've done now with a half a dozen different organizations is put together a package, what I essentially call the drip campaign. So identifying certainly what works for their organization, who their market is, who's their customer base, identifying whether they want to be more community focused. Maybe they want to be more network focused and work primarily with leaders in our community versus maybe our community members versus different industries and things like that. Identifying the events that would work for them, and then essentially trickling out that brand exposure across the year and over the course of a year. So maybe they're not one big sponsor on Puffer, for example, but maybe they're doing the new teacher breakfast. They're participating in a Coffee and Connections a couple times a year. Yeah. Maybe they're doing that's been really fun. Yeah, or the ladies night out. So again, like all of those are, if you think about it, those are different markets. Those are different audiences that those are speaking to. Certainly, people, you know, if they follow along on Facebook and such, they're hearing about all of it. But ultimately, those markets are different in how they interact with that business. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and having my background, is identifying those companies and what they want to do next, who they want to speak to and how they really want to speak to them, and then helping them identify ways to do that. And frankly, I'll say it this way too. Sometimes it's not with the chamber. I've certainly found ways to, if they want to connect with downtown preservation or even just downtown growth, having them invest in Main Street. Certainly there's promotional opportunities as being an investor in that.
Sure.
And so that's been really kind of a neat way to help companies who maybe don't necessarily think like, well, gosh, you know, chamber membership, you know, certainly there's a lot of stuff by being a member that gives them value and helps us do kind of the stuff we do all year round. But if there's ways that they can identify that really speaks to them in a unique fashion, that's and really help their money go further. That's been really kind of a neat thing this last year.
Because that was, I recall, one of the first things when you said, when you were going to do this, she said, I need to get back to chamber. Yeah. What is chamber and what does it do?
It's really, for me, a good chamber, it lives and dies by its members. And I'll say by its investors in that too. In that it's really focusing back on those particular organizations and identifying how they want to be connected to the community and what is community to them. So again, sometimes it is your families, and you know, so our downtown trick or treats are a great way for them to connect with and get in front of families. And again, though, it's a different market when you're talking about our Coffee and Connections events.
Sure.
So again, helping those leaders and those companies identify where their brand exposure is best laid out, and then producing that value for them.
Busy. Come to downtown Boone for spring cleanup day Saturday. Get yourself signed up, though, for free lunch. Obviously, you want to do that.
Yep.
It's going to be 11 o'clock Saturday morning till 2, maybe, but 11 till noon at least. And then a little presentation. People can get kind of a firsthand presentation about here's what Main Street's all about and here's where we would like to go. And please come and be a part of our effort.
Yes, please.
That's coming up on Saturday, and we got so many other things going on. Always check Chamber website or Facebook page. Easy mm-hmm. to keep up with mm-hmm. what's going on that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in fact, on our Chamber page, the Downtown Boone Initiative has a part of the website too, and there's ways to stay involved and even sign up there. I do want to say that today is the 4th of April. And I had out there that today was a day to sign up for lunch. Mm-hmm. So if you are even on the fence, like, I think I should be able to come out and what have you, please sign up and let us know that you're coming, and we'll make sure we have enough food for everybody.
All righty. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Jim.